The Path to Authenticity is brought to you by GIA Miami. Founded by world-class mental health experts, GIA provides advanced care for difficult-to-treat conditions, including anxiety, medication-resistant depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Using state-of-the-art methods, GIA can help people recover from conditions when more traditional approaches can't. Dr. Antonello Bonci has assembled an expert team serving international clientele in a modern and resplendent Miami setting. If you or someone you love is suffering from depression, anxiety, OCD, or other mental health concerns, call GIA at 833-713-0828. You can learn more about GIA by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting GIAMiami.com.
Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of this show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are. Your first time here, thanks for checking it out. If not, thanks for coming back. I'm Tom Gentry, and this is The Path to Authenticity, episode 190. And this is another 20 questions episode with another friend from Clubhouse who runs in some of the same circles that I do. Her name's Chelsea McClintock. She lives in Orlando, Florida. And Chelsea's an inspiration. You're going to hear all about that. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's been a pleasure getting to know her. And, you know, I'm going to do a big episode down the road on just the impact that this Clubhouse app has had on my life. I can't even begin to tell you. But I plan to. So that's in the works. I mean, it's just made my life so much better in a way that I never expected and came with a lot of unexpected gifts, which I will enumerate down the road. Anyway, I think you're going to enjoy this. Here you go. Chelsea McClintock. So you ready to do this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if your life were a novel, what would be the title?
Oh, gosh. If my life were a novel, well, I'll take my answer from my, my first stand-up special. I'd call it Resting Dumb Face.
Resting Dumb Face?
Uh-huh.
Now, tell me about that. I don't know that I like you talking to yourself that way.
Well, it's because it's unexpected. Like, I think people talk to me like they think that I am dumb. It's a common thing. Like, if somebody is explaining something, they'll pause in the middle and be like, "Do you understand what I'm saying?" And I'm like, "I understand what you're saying." So I think that's why.
You know that scene from Meet the Millers? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? He's like, "Yes, I speak English, and I'm, yeah, and so do you, so I know what you're saying." All right. Where were you born?
I was born in Winter Park, Florida.
And where do you live?
And I still live in Winter Park, Florida. Well, right near Winter Park, Florida.
Which is it a northeastern suburb of Orlando? Is that right?
Kind of, yeah. It's still Orlando, but it's like, it's just smack dab center. Like, it's like 20 minutes from everything. So It's where I like to be.
Okay. So when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say cheerleader, but I think you've done both, right?
I've done kind of. I've done like arts and crafts teaching, like at my old job, but I've done cheerleading for sure. I definitely wanted to be like a professional. Okay, here's another thing I wanted to be. I wanted to be a triple threat. Do you know what that is?
Not in this context. So tell me.
So I think it's growing up in Orlando. I wanted to be like an actor, a model, and a pop star, like a singer.
Okay. Like, I don't know who's like, coming to mind, like Victoria Justice or
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. She's a triple threat, Tom.
Yeah. Well, like you fit the mold. Definitely. You fit the mold. All right. So you may have already answered this, but what is your profession currently?
My profession currently, I'm a patient advocate and I get specialty medications for home infusion therapies for patients.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Ooh, I want to be a teacher and I am attempting it.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
What is your preferred form of creative expression?
Dance. I love dancing. Got to move your body.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Song?
Favorite song. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to pick Beyonce Halo because that's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. Do you have a favorite work of art?
I don't know if I have a favorite work of art because I'm a humanities major. So that would be really hard for me to pick. But I do love Salvador Dali.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Who do you admire most?
Who do I admire?
Besides old guys in AA.
Oh man, so many old men in AA, all of them. I admire my friend Cameron a lot. She's my best friend. I really admire her.
What is it about her?
She's just a strong woman. Like she's just strong. Everything I've seen her go through and her program is like no other. And I latched right onto her and she let me, you know.
All right. Over the course of your life, what's an issue with which you have repeatedly struggled?
Ooh, dating?
I thought you were going to say that. You want to be more specific?
Well, I've never successfully had like a good relationship. Like I was in a 10-year relationship with my high school sweetheart. And that never taught me how to be in an adult relationship, I don't think.
You want any feedback?
Yes.
You were in a 10-year relationship. How could you say that wasn't successful? You learned from it. You don't know yet how much you've learned from it.
True.
But that's impressive. That's impressive. True.
So, it's like a little tiny divorce when you break up after a decade.
Yeah. Yeah. So that to me doesn't say I've never been successful. Okay. In childhood, who was your celebrity crush?
Ooh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And who is that?
Okay. He was on Home Improvement. He was like the middle brother, really cutie cutie.
Okay. The chubby cheeks.
Yes. And he was like really popular back in the day.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that. All right. What historical figure would you most like to meet?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
I would like But I guess, that. Yeah.
She's on my list too.
Okay.
What natural gift or ability would you most like to possess?
Well, since I already have like extreme empathy, I kind of want to like read minds a little bit.
That's interesting.
I know.
So you already kind of can? Is that what you're saying?
I kind of can't. Well, like, I feel like I'm very empathic. I get it for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can feel people's moods. I just can. I don't know how to explain it.
So just as an aside, since you're a fellow Floridian, I don't know if you know about the town Casadega.
Yes.
You know about it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a town that's 20 minutes west of Daytona that is a little enclave of psychics that sprouted up in the early 1900s with people who were associated with Edgar Casey back in the days. And you can just go around and there are people with signs in their windows with appointment times available. And it's a really cool little place.
I've seen a lady out there. Her name was Nellie.
Yeah. What'd she tell you?
She told me so many things.
What's the big one?
The big one was I was going to meet my forever person in a few years. So it's been almost 2 to 3 years since I saw Nellie. And I was like, Nellie, that'll make me 35.
Okay. Something tells me that's going to be okay.
It's fine.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement, I think getting sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
What quality do you most admire in a person?
Ooh, authenticity, of course.
Okay, that's good. That's fitting for this. What is something you'd like to learn more about?
Everything. No. No, yeah, everything. I want to learn about everything. I took so many philosophy courses and I consider myself like a tiny little blonde philosopher. So I would like to know about everything, please.
Well, you know, I think I can safely say, knowing you a little bit, you're not a tiny little anything. you're big. What do you wish more people knew about you?
What do I wish more people knew about me? That I can sing and dance. I mean, because I used to sing and dance a lot. I used to be in an acting group and did performing arts and da 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 da, but I stopped that a long time ago. So I wish there was more avenues for adults to sing and dance, like just for fun, like other than karaoke. I don't know.
Well, you know, there are community theater troupes.
That's true. And
there's got to be something up there you can get involved in.
Oh, right? I know the exact person to go to for it, too.
Okay. Well, you should do that when everything clears up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your idea of success?
My idea of success is just like a happy little family and like, I don't know, just a happy little home.
So you definitely want to be a mom.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How many kids do you want to have?
Two.
Boy and a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one. What would you like people to say about you when you're gone?
Oh, gosh. I would like them to say that I was a good person. Mm. I think that matters the most. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, you are.
Well, phew.
You are. You absolutely are always of service and you help a lot of people. You know, you're very bright and warm and engaging and positive and not in a fake sort of way. And the other thing that I really admire about you is your resilience. You know, it's really impressive to watch you just keep showing up in spite of difficulty and dejection. And, you know, life has been hard for you, right? But you just keep showing up.
Yeah.
And you're there for people and you're positive and you're transparent. And it's amazing to watch. And I think everybody listening would agree with me. So. right, there you go. Another episode in the books. Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the show and this episode's guest at thepathtoauthenticity.com. If you enjoy this episode, please share it with someone. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Every little bit helps. I want to thank the band Punk Rock Opera, whose music you hear throughout the show. Their songs are used with permission from the artist and under a Creative Commons license. If you're so inclined, check out the Patreon community. As soon as I do these interviews, I upload them to Patreon, where the content is only available to patrons and for just a couple bucks a month. I usually post audio content there, exclusive audio content, probably 8 times a month, if not more. And as these new episodes are released, as soon as they're done, they're available to patrons. So sometimes that might be 2 weeks before an episode is released, or even longer. Usually it's a few days. Anyway, if you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. So thanks again for investing your time. It's a big deal to me. Thank you for supporting me and supporting the show. I hope you keep coming back. Be nice.
That's our story. I hope you enjoyed the Punk Rock Opera. And we have one last piece of music for you. It goes like this.
Okay, go. Just the losers in the land. generation, self-made bands. We cut our teeth with bloody hands. The rage that's instilled in us can feed a crowd.
Thank you. Good night.